It's time for the Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by Gavura's Fine Wine and Liquor, Quality Sales Food Service, Ivory Jack's, and Hoodoo Brewery. Now your host, David Prues.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm your host, David Prues. We have four fantastic sponsors, Gavura Fine Wines and Liquors, Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley, and Quality Sales. On the show, we will explore meals you can prepare, local restaurants you can try, events you can participate in, and beverages you can create. And today, I welcome a local restaurant you can try, Shelley, the owner of
Oishi Bakery.
You live, your location is within a block of my house. And I remember when you were constructing this, and it was very tough on me because you weren't open for about 4 months while you were constructing this. You went through a program. But let's go back to the beginning. Sure. What's your background in food in?
My background actually doesn't participate in food per se. I have training in molecular neurobiology, so I've been in a lab or labs for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But my love for food, and I've been baking since I was, little with my mom. So
molecular biology and baking are quite similar.
They actually kind of are.
I'm a cook, but I don't do chemistry, so I don't do baking.
Yeah, baking is very much like science. You know, it's experiment. You know, you just gotta. Sometimes you follow a recipe and it turns out great, and sometimes not so much. So then you troubleshoot and go back to it and change certain things, and you measure it, weigh everything. Yeah, so we for our recipes, we use grams and kilograms and,
pints and ounces.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay, so you're a metric cook. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what made you think of opening up this food location?
So I'm not from Alaska. I'm originally from Sunnyvale, California, and I moved around because of my, educational background and whatnot. So I was living in Detroit, Michigan before I came here.
Mm-hmm.
And
sorry for laughing, but it's a big change.
Yeah, I went from California to Detroit, and then I came here.
So you're in Sunnyvale, California. You're in Silicon Valley.
Yes. Yeah, and that's where I grew up, and there's a lot of, as you may know, Asian influence there. So there's quite a few
wonderful Asian influence.
Yeah, at Japanese bakeries or Asian bakeries, including Japanese bakeries, in the Bay, and luckily I did have some bakery, like Asian bakeries, in Detroit as well, but when I came here, there was no Asian bakeries, so I kind of missed, having
home cooked food.
Yeah, home cooked food, and also some of the baked, breads that are specific, very Asian specific food that are filled with like, sweets or savory things inside the bun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you're the Oishi Bakery, which is a Japanese bakery with Alaska inspiration.
Yes.
And your location is there right on, first thing on Driveway Street.
Yes. Yes, correct. We're right across from Big Eye and
News Miner.
Yep. Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know that, Fairbanks. Now, you started building out your restaurant, it seemed like, in summer, fall of 2019.
Correct. It was
August. Not that I'm a stalker, but
right?
I remember walking through your parking lot saying, come on, hurry it up there, Shelley. I'm hungry. Let's get this going.
Yep.
And bugging you, saying, come on. But you were deliberate because you were changing that whole dynamics of that building on the first floor.
Yes. So it used to be a dine-in cafe. I wanted to focus more on to-go food and as well as deliveries mm-hmm. included, not knowing the COVID, really.
I know. But,
but when
in Rome.
Yeah, right?
Events happen.
Right? It really did. That was definitely unexpected. But yeah, it was always sort of geared towards to go, you know, food and so that people can just like stop by and get some pan and get some, you know, drinks and get some onigiri, which is like rice balls and ready to go. You know, that sort of concept was always what I kind of wanted to go for that location, anyways.
Is this your first restaurant?
Yes.
You know, it's sort of fun. I'd be walking by, and I'd see all this equipment coming out. That's these boxes of equipment to go in. I was going, oh, she's changing the whole dynamics of this. And you did.
Yeah.
I mean, you did. Was there anything left when you were done? Not really.
Not really.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so my first food, I guess, like as far as like, you know, commercial food kitchen goes, my first food experience was kombucha. It's actually a drink.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the company that I started before starting the bakery. And we were distributing kombucha through wholesale as well as farmers market, and I needed a location for the kombucha, but I just knew that kombucha by itself wasn't going to be
enough to sustain that location.
Yeah, exactly. So then I, you know, it needed to sort of like piggy off of something else.
You know, sort of like how that location used to be a coffee roasting location,
mm-hmm.
and okay, to make this work, we have to have a restaurant with it.
Sure. Yeah. It's exactly kind of like that. Yeah. Like the drinks, you know, I had the drinks.
Yeah.
And then I needed some
food.
Yeah. 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 So yeah, that seemed to work out pretty well. Yeah.
How did you go about designing your menu? Because it's a really good menu. I've been by there a few times, had a few good things.
Sure, good.
You know,
I'm glad.
I'm in the hood.
Yeah, good. how did I design the menu?
Yeah. What inspired you?
What inspired me? Things that I want to eat. That's something
you mean like the double cheese chocolate cheesecake, double chocolate cake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I wanted to eat that too, but I digress. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah, it really stems from something that I kind of grew up with, which is, you know, Japanese food. But there's a lot of a little bit of twist to this one, just because I want to use local ingredients as much as possible.
Yeah.
So you know, during the summer, we go and look for berries, and you know, not necessarily like just ourselves, because you know, we can't pick, and then you know, but we can. I mean, we do a lot of picking as well, but yeah. So we try to look for local berries and locally harvested things. And freeze them so that we can use it, you know, throughout the year, as an added flavor, and I think it turns out pretty nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start going through your menu, because there's not really a menu in Fairbanks like yours.
Sure.
And that's I mean that in a very good way.
Okay.
because you know, you start out with the bento box,
mm-hmm.
which is just a Japanese home-style lunch box.
Mm-hmm.
So describe that.
Bento box. Bento box is a box with like different compartments, and it's got like, you know, small dishes within one box, and it's very popular in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So if you go to like, say, like train station or whatnot, you know, you'll see a bento box, and it's, you know, various different types of things.
Exactly. What are the things that you can serve in your bento box?
We do things like, you know, hamburger steak or ginger pork or, you know, other main dish so you can choose from. And then there's a couple side dishes that comes with it.
Okay.
Yeah. And rice, of course.
The wet, sticky rice.
Yes.
Love that. I love that. You know, that and risotto, but I digress. So then you have your Japanese cabbage pancake.
Okonomiyaki, yes.
I wasn't even going to try and go there.
Yeah, so okonomiyaki is a pretty popular, almost like a street food in Japan, and a lot of times it's like do it yourself. So you go to like a okonomiyaki shop, and there's like a hot grill in front of you, and they give you like, you know, a batter and a shredded cabbage and other things. So okonomi actually means however you like or as you like. So you can pick what you want to put inside. Say, oh, I want some shrimp today. So then you put some shrimp with the cabbage, and then like just, you know, make it yourself like a pancake.
Talk about the bacon, thick cut bacon with fried egg.
Yeah. I'd love to.
What do you mean shrimp?
Right. Yeah. Or I mean, like, you know, that's just
these are the varieties that you offer.
Mm-hmm, obviously.
The options that can be added or subtracted.
Yep.
For you can dial in a person's personal tastes.
Yeah, and that's where it originally comes from.
Yeah.
But for us, we have the vegetarian and the bacon options. Yep.
Oh boy, what a periphery.
Yeah, sure.
And then you go curry.
Yeah, so Japanese curry is a little bit different from Thai curry or other curry. What's most different about it is that it's not very spicy. So
that's why I like it.
Oh, good. I mean, you know, some people like it. Some people prefer a little bit more spicy.
I'm more the sweet savory.
Yeah, good. That's
yours.
Yeah. Yeah, certainly. Yeah. So Japanese curry, we use the vegan version of it. So it's shiitake mushroom, onion, carrots, potatoes, and it's a Japanese style curry. It's a little bit thicker than say like Thai curry. And there's a little bit, I feel like there's a more umami taste to it, so like a little bit deeper taste than say, you know, other curry.
But also, yours is fresh made daily.
Yeah. So a lot of our menu options are fresh made daily, especially pan, like the breads and stuff like that. Some of them we make it in bigger batch, and then some of them we make it daily. You know, for example, like onigiri, which is rice balls, you know, they're made to order. So you order it and then kind of like sandwich, you know, like instead of using the bread, you know, we use rice and put the meat or whatever inside and then put more rice in and then wrap it in seaweed.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, they just eat it. As if you're eating sandwich, you know? Yeah.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break to hear from our sponsors. You're listening to KFA Radio, Fairbanks Foodies, with the Oishi Bakery. We'll be back after these messages.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Make your next dinner or gathering with friends and family be the one they'll remember, with help from Gavoris Fine Wine. Gavoris' selection of wines is one of the largest in the interior. You'll find the perfect pairing to complement any meal or to enjoy for any occasion. Gavora's has an outstanding selection of spirits and beers as well, including fresh Alaskan beers to fill your growlers. You'll find the home beer brewing supplies you need. Gavora's Fine Wine. Open noon to 8 every day in the Gavora Mall.
Football is back, which means your Sundays got even more awesome at Ivory Jack's with all of the games on. So swing in for breakfast with their amazing Eggs Benedict, with full breakfast being served until 4 p.m., even for Monday and Thursday night games. Or try the crab-stuffed mushrooms and the always popular chicken wings, along with some Aroma Dome beer from Black Spruce Brewing Company, plus their famous dinners, live entertainment, and, of course, free parking. Always a good time to be had at Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley. Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden, or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery, some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. I'm in the studio here with Shelly. She's the owner-operator of the Oishi Bakery. It's a Japanese bakery with Alaskan inspiration. And going through her menu, ginger pork.
It's ginger pork. It's cooked in ginger sauce that we make in-house, and this one is gluten-free.
You do a lot of gluten-free.
We do. I want to try to, you know, serve as many people as possible, including the gluten-free population.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's kind of important to us to keep it good, but as
healthy,
well as healthy,
tasty. Yeah. And you do that. That you do. Now, then let's... The Hayashi rice.
Yes.
You know, of course it's a demi-glazed beef stew over rice. Why, of course, that's your Hayashi rice.
Yes. Oh, well.
You know, yep. Fairbanks, you know how good that is? I mean...
You tried the Hayashi rice?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's a new addiction.
Yeah. Sure.
You know, how could you not like a good beef dish over rice?
Mm-hmm.
Over good sticky rice?
Mm-hmm.
And it all blends together so well. You have such good texture and taste. You really do.
I'm very happy that you like it.
Yeah, but I
yeah.
That's me. Then you have your Japanese hamburger steak.
Yep. It's a little bit different from regular hamburger steak in that we use panko and as well as other vegetables. Right now we're using onions and you know, sometimes you can put in like carrots and then other, you know, vegetables, just chop them, you know, really fine. And
yeah. What gets me is here, we haven't even got into your baked good items yet. And he called me as well. And that's what got me. I'm looking, you know, when I'm seeing all this equipment going on, I go, she's a bakery? Oh, you do baking? Yeah, you do baking.
Yes, we actually do quite a bit of baking, yes.
Okay, I believe you. I believe you. Okay, but how do you make your Japanese hamburger steak?
So it's a 50-50 mix of beef and ground pork.
Okay.
And we put in onions, eggs, and other binding things.
Binders.
Yeah, binders such as panko. And mm-hmm. and panko actually makes it really soft as well. So
I use Italian breadcrumbs a lot of the time, but the panko makes it lighter, more delicate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Still binds it.
Mm-hmm. Still binds it pretty good. Yeah. And we do actually have a gluten-free option for that as well. So there's a gluten-free panko that we use for people that are you know, that prefer gluten-free.
And then that's topped with a teriyaki sauce.
Yes, and we make that in-house.
What's the key ingredients to a good teriyaki sauce?
Key ingredients. I would say the secret ingredients is ginger.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put quite a bit of actually ginger in it when we're making it.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, you wouldn't see ginger in it.
No.
But it's just an extract that you can get from the fresh ginger
squeezed.
I think that's the key ingredient.
Okay. Then you have this. I hope I get this correct. Oh, again, I'm Italian, but onigiri.
Onigiri. Yep.
Okay, that's your rice ball wrapped in seaweed.
Correct. It's.
Well, note the quizzical look on my face. Wrapped in seaweed.
Yep. Yeah.
I don't look like a seaweed guy, but if I was, this would be my seaweed meal.
Yeah.
But again, it binds it together.
Mm-hmm.
It holds it together.
It holds it together, and it makes it functional so that your hands are not like sticky by holding the rice itself, but it's wrapped in seaweed. And then this seaweed, though, I'm pretty proud of because we have it so that it's wrapped in plastic,
mm-hmm.
so the seaweed actually doesn't touch the rice until you're ready to open it. So then you peel the wrapper, and then you take out the plastic part of it. So then finally, when you're ready to eat it, the seaweed actually touches the rice, so it's nice and crispy.
Shelly, do I look like the type of guy who wants to delicately do that?
It is. I promise you, it's not hard. It is very easy.
I don't need instructions in my box. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, it actually does come with the instruction.
I know.
Yeah, pretty handy.
Yeah, and the things you can have with it, though.
Inside, yeah, the flavoring options, yeah, that's a fun one.
So let's talk about your porridge, because I'm not going to pronounce that name.
Ochazuke.
What, one more time?
Ochazuke.
Why, of course.
Yeah, porridge. It's a good dish when it's cold outside and you feel like eating some porridge. You know, it's just a little bit different from it's kind of like soup and rice together.
And then we finally go into your breads, your pans, your Japanese pan. It's bread.
Yes.
And the first thing I ever had was your miso pork belly savory pan.
Yeah, good.
That was the first thing I ever had there.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Well, of course I got to have this. You know, what the heck? But describe the other ones that you can have there, because you have such a selection.
Sure, yeah. So we got the miso pork belly pan, and then teriyaki bacon. So it's bacon incorporated into the bread. And we also have the hamburger steak inside, so it's a miniature hamburger steak inside the wrapped in pan, and then sausage and curry. And we just started this croquet pan, which is a deep fried potatoes that are
croquette.
Wrapped.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
In the bread.
In the bread.
Oh.
Just in case.
You had me a potato croquette, first of all.
Oh, good.
But now you put in your pan bread, which is a very soft, sticky, moist bread.
Yeah. That's right now, it's my favorite right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Subject to change, for your personal taste, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you have so many variations of good items that why have a favorite? Just like them all.
I actually do like them all.
Yeah.
But you know, you go through phases, you know.
Then you have your sweet bread, your sweet pan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's vegetarian.
Yes. Yes.
So you had my side, the carnivore side.
Sure, yeah.
And you have maybe your side,
right? Yeah.
The healthy vegetarian side.
Yeah.
But it's all, first of all, it's all healthy.
I mean, I believe
healthy.
So. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead and tell us about the sweet pans.
Sweet pan. We have ampan, which is, sweet red bean bread. And I believe it's not, I think this one's just not Japanese, but like I think a lot of the other Asian countries have this one as well. Like I'm sure like Koreans and Chinese bakeries would have these as well. Melon pan, interestingly enough, it's very similar to Mexican, I forget the name, but it's like a shell pan. Concetta. Yeah. Pan. And it's got a cookie dough on top, but we put ridges on them, so it looks like melon from outside. So that's why it's called melon pan.
Now, here's the thing about what you do. The next phase is all your desserts.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. And this is what I do. Whenever I cook, I go get dessert for my guests from you. Because I don't do the dessert, but you do dessert.
Yes, and we love doing desserts.
And you do a lot of desserts.
We try.
Well, let's see, the berry shortcake, the double chocolate cake. Don't ask me how I know that one. Oh, the Swiss roll. Describe that one, please.
Swiss rolls are a sponge, you know, and we roll it with different types of cream inside. This one I try to incorporate a lot of the Alaskan berry flavor. So we have options of Alaskan raspberry, Alaskan Lobish cranberry, which is lingonberries, and also honeyberries.
I like it. Then you go into your cheesecakes.
Yeah.
And you have like the double cheesecake.
Yeah.
Oh, then you have the cheesecake souffle, which is your giggly cheesecake.
Yep. Yeah, so we have quite a bit of I have passion for cheesecake.
I couldn't tell. First of all, you have a great passion for cheesecake, which you share with Fairbanks, and thank you. Oh, you really do.
Of course. My pleasure. Yeah, I love cheesecakes, and I love good cheesecakes. And the fluffy cheesecakes are, I believe, invented actually in Japan. So it came from like sort of like a New York cheesecake, and then somebody wanted to make it into like a souffle and a more fluffy type of cheesecake. So it's very aerated inside. Okay. So it's still got that nice cheesecake flavor, but not as dense. And it feels kind of nice afterwards, you know, like you eat
it. It's delicate.
It's
a delicate dessert.
Yes.
With lots of flavor and taste.
Yes. That's what we strive for.
Don't ask me how I know that. Then you have your chocolate mousse. Whatever you want to classify that word as.
So chocolate mousse glaçage is chocolate mousse. So there's a chocolate sponge inside with chocolate mousse. And we've improved it a little bit to put a chocolate truffle inside the mousse. So it's like quadruple chocolate, you know? chocolate glaze, chocolate mousse, chocolate truffle, and then chocolate sponge. Yeah. With gold flake on top.
come on. So we're not going to get, we're running out of time. We're not going to get into about four of the other the desserts that you have, but you have the Hawaiian coconut butter mochi.
Yep.
Mochi.
Yep. Yeah, that one is like a fusion between like Japanese and Hawaiian. You wouldn't necessarily see this in Japan, but you see it a lot in Hawaii, which, you know, there's a lot of
resemblance there. Crossover.
Crossover. Yep. So and this is the only one that's actually vegan. With, you know, no dairy. So, yeah.
Then you have the Madeleine cookie and the marshmallow.
Yeah, the marshmallows are actually something that we were really proud of because four of the five flavors that comes in the marshmallow pack are from Alaska. So we actually make a concentrate of these berry juice and then incorporate into it. So we reduce it to about 5 to 10%. Includes all the berries that we mentioned before, as well as birch syrup.
Shelley, thank you so much for being on the show. Really appreciate it. Your location there at the corner of Driveway Street across from the Big Eye and the News Miner. Great location for downtown access. And closing out, I'd like to thank our sponsors, Gavora Fine Wines and Liquors, Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's in the Goldstream Valley, Quality Sales. Shelley, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Ivory Jack's, Quality Sales Food Service, and Gavora's Fine Wine and Liquor.